Animals make up one of the three kingdoms of multicellular organisms. People are animals, and like other animals, we're heterotrophic organisms. We ingest food to fuel our metabolism, rather than producing our own, as green plants do. Like other animals, a person develops from a zygote, formed after a sperm fuses with a larger egg. The zygote then develops into a hollow ball of cells called a blastula. Among different groups of animals, this blastula continues to develop in one of several ways. Variations in development help indicate ancestral relationships within the animal kingdom. Most of the animals we're familiar with are very similar to us developmentally and share close ancestry with us. But the animal kingdom includes a wide variety of organisms. Many of them are little known to most of us, yet to varying degrees we're all related. Five kingdoms of life. The animals. The animal kingdom includes probably the most structurally complex organisms on Earth. Animals may be made up of an enormous variety of cells, tissues, organs, and entire organ systems. The degree of structural complexity is one indication of common ancestry among groups of animals. Sponges are considered among the least complex animals. They comprise a phylum to themselves, the Porifera, or pore-bearing animals. Sponges consist of a few types of specialized cells, but these cells are not firmly arranged in tissues. Sponges live attached to surfaces in oceans or in fresh water. Their internal cells, or choanocytes, have cilia that wave in unison to create an incoming current of water through the sponge's pores. Cells feed on particles of food that enter with the flow. Sponges' bodies are supported by various skeletal structures secreted by specialized cells. These structures range from protonaceous sponge and fibers to sharp spicules of calcium carbonate or silica. Two other ancient phyla are the coelenterates and the comb jellies. These animals are characterized by radial symmetry. Their bodies are not arranged with an anterior and posterior end like our own, but are organized in a circular pattern. Their single body cavity has one opening through which food enters and undigested remains exit. The organisms have nervous tissue, but no particular nervous center or brain. Coelenterates occur in two basic forms, attached polyps and free-swimming medusae, or jellyfish. The hydra is a polyp. This hydra has caught a water flea. Like other coelenterates, hydras have tentacles with stinging barbs that stab a prey animal and subdue it with a paralyzing chemical. Hydras often live on plant surfaces in freshwater ponds and lakes. Coral animals are also coelenterate polyps. Typical jellyfish best illustrate the anatomy of coelenterates. The lining of the body cavity is the endoderm. The outer cell layer is the ectoderm. Between is the supporting jelly, called the mesoglia. Cells in the mesoglia carry food from the inner layer to the body's other cells. Like many other animals, coelenterates may have larval forms very different from the adults. The zygotes of some species develop into tiny cilia-covered larvae called planulae. These swim freely before undergoing metamorphosis to become attached polyps, which then give rise to tiny medusae. Larval forms of coelenterates and other marine animals make up an important part of the ocean's food web. Like coelenterates, the comb jellies are clear or translucent squishy animals with radial symmetry. However, they differ enough to constitute a separate phylum. Comb jellies are propelled mouth forward through the water by the movement of bands of cilia that resemble combs. Comb jellies have muscle tissue with some control over the mouth. Coelenterates do not have muscle tissue. Most animals have bilateral symmetry rather than radial symmetry. An animal with bilateral symmetry has an anterior and a posterior end. Most bilateral animals are more anatomically complex than radial animals. An exception is the mesozoan worms that live as parasites in the kidneys of squid and octopuses. The body of one of these tiny bilateral parasites may be composed of less than 200 cells. Several ciliated jacket cells surround a long axial cell in which the larvae develop. Bilateral animals are classed within three major groups based on the type of body cavity they have. The acoelomate animals have no open space between the digestive tube and the body wall. This area is filled with mesoderm tissue. The pseudocoelomate animals have an unlined cavity called the pseudocoel. And the coelomate animals have a coelomic cavity lined with a membrane called the peritoneum. Like this frog, we are coelomate animals. Our coelom contains our suspended internal organs enfolded by portions of the peritoneum. Acoelomates have no body cavity between the digestive tract and the outer wall. In flatworms, for instance, this area is packed with muscle tissue. The digestive tract of this planarian, a free-living flatworm, has been stained to show its branches. These branches enable food to reach all the animal's tissues. Like jellyfish, the planarian has only one opening to its digestive system, its mouth. Many flatworms are parasitic. Tapeworms, for example, live inside other animals' intestines and have no digestive systems of their own. They absorb food that their host has already digested. A tapeworm attaches to the wall of the intestine with a grasping anterior sucker called a scolex. Ribbon worms are acoelomates that, unlike flatworms, have two openings to the digestive system, a mouth and an anus. A typical ribbon worm creeps around on ocean sediments and lassos or stabs smaller organisms with its ejectable proboscis. Then it uses the proboscis, like a straw, to suck the juice out of its prey. On this ribbon worm, you can see the swollen anterior portion where the proboscis is sheathed. The most widespread phylum of pseudocoelomate animals is the nematodes, or roundworms. There are probably more than a million species. The body cavity, or pseudocoel, is filled with fluid. The pressure of this fluid makes roundworms round. This is a soil nematode surrounded by strands of a fungus. Nematodes live in all sorts of habitats. Some nematodes are parasites. Trichina worm larvae form curly cysts in the muscle tissue of rats, pigs, and people. If this tissue is eaten, the larvae become adults in the new host's intestine, producing new larvae that migrate to the muscles and form cysts there. The infection, called trichinosis, can spread from rats to pigs and from pigs to people. Thorough cooking of meat kills larvae. Other common pseudocoelomates are the rotifers. Tiny rotifers are common in almost all freshwater environments. Rotifers are named for the movement of the crown of cilia on their heads. When the cilia beat at once, the crown seems to rotate. A typical rotifer also has a foot at the end of a stalk. Male rotifers are much smaller than females. Zoologists think that all the coelomate animals have a common ancestor. It's been observed that the coelom develops similarly in the embryos of all these animals. The coelomate animals are divided into groups according to the embryological development of the blastula. After an egg is fertilized and a blastula forms, the blastula develops a pouch with an opening called the blastopore. In some animals, the blastopore becomes the mouth of the developing embryo. These coelomates are the protostome phyla, including the arthropods, annelids, and mollusks. In other animals, the blastopore becomes the embryo's anus, while a separate pouch becomes the mouth. These animals are the deuterostomes, which include some deep-sea worms, starfish, and chordates, like ourselves. One unusual protostome phylum is the ectoprox. Most of these, like this freshwater Pectinatella, are colonial. The individual animals are connected in a mat or blob of gelatin in the water. They can extend or withdraw their tentacles to catch tiny particles of food, such as bacteria. better known, are the mollusks. The mollusks make up one of the largest phyla of animals. Mollusks are characterized by a foot and a mantle. These anatomical structures may be highly modified. In most two-shelled mollusks, or bivalves, like this clam, the mantle lines both shells, and the foot is used for sliding and digging. In the cephalopod mollusks, such as octopuses and squid, the mantle covers the bulbous portion of the body, and the foot has developed into tentacles. Octopuses and squid are the most recently evolved mollusks. They're thought to be the most intelligent invertebrate animals. The annelid phylum is characterized by body segments. The most familiar annelid is the earthworm. As earthworms eat leaf litter and other soil debris, they mix organic and inorganic matter and make tunnels through which oxygen permeates the ground. Their activities are important in building soil. Hundreds of species of annelids are marine worms. Most of these have leg-like parapodia sticking out from each segment. Stiff hairs on these parapodia give the marine annelids their common name, the bristle worms. The arthropods are characterized by jointed legs. Jointed legs, powered by muscles attached to their exoskeletons, help make many arthropods fast and powerful. One class of arthropods, the crustaceans, includes crabs, shrimp, lobsters, and crayfish. The most familiar arthropods are the insects. The tremendous number of insect species helps make arthropods the largest phylum of animals in the world. Insects are important to us both as plant pollinators and as crop pests. Insects are the primary food source of many other animals. The deuterostome phyla of animals include our own phylum, the chordates, and a few other phyla with a common evolutionary origin. One of these is the echinoderms. Echinoderms are characterized by five-part radial symmetry, illustrated by the five arms of a starfish, and also seen in the sections of a sand dollar or sea urchin's skeleton. Their radial symmetry may seem to contradict the taxonomic placement of echinoderms. However, it's been found that their larvae, seen here, are bilaterally symmetrical. Zoologists are convinced that the radial symmetry of the adult echinoderms is an adaptation that appeared after the evolution of the group's ancestors from bilateral animals. That view is supported by the fact that echinoderms are complex organisms with celomic cavities and many body organs, whereas other radially symmetrical animals, such as jellyfish, are much simpler. An echinoderm moves and feeds by means of a water vascular system. Muscles control water pressure in a system of canals connected to tube feet. A starfish can adjust the pressure on various feet to manipulate them in different directions to move or feed. By clamping its feet around a mollusk and forcing water out of its water vascular system, the starfish creates a powerful vacuum to pull open the mussels and oysters that it eats. Another phylum of deuterostomes is the arrowworms. Arrowworms swim or drift through ocean waters and grab protists and young fish with the sharp hooks around their jaws. Arrowworms are one of the two phyla of deuterostomes with a tail that extends beyond the anus. The other phylum of animals with post-anal tails is the chordates, which includes people and our closest relatives. In addition to the post-anal tail, chordates have three defining characteristics not shared by any other animals. At least in the embryonic stage, all chordates have a notochord, a dorsal hollow nerve cord, and pharyngeal clefts. Tunicates are ocean-dwelling chordates. The tadpole-like larva has all the chordate features. The adult retains only the pharyngeal clefts, which strain food particles from seawater. The larvae swim freely, but most adults attach to underwater surfaces. Lancelets are often considered to be similar to the earliest ancestors of chordates. They retain all the characteristic features of chordates throughout their lives. Lancelets lie half buried in sand in warm, shallow seas, where they filter food particles from the water. Most species of chordates are vertebrates, animals with backbones. The vertebrates include mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and fish. In these animals, the embryonic notochord develops into a backbone that surrounds and protects the dorsal nerve cord called the spinal cord. The living endoskeleton grows as the animal grows, unlike the exoskeleton of arthropods, which must be shed periodically. Like arthropods, many vertebrates have jointed appendages, operated by muscles attached to the skeleton. These appendages are used for a variety of movements, from walking and running to swimming, flying, and grasping. Most vertebrates have jaws, but lampreys do not. These animals have circular mouths of cartilage with which they attach to fish and suck the juice out of them. Here, lampreys are clinging to rocks as they migrate up a stream to spawn. The size, numbers, and activities of animals make them very noticeable among the kingdoms of life. There are numerous ecological connections between animals. Animals may be predators, prey, parasites, hosts, or scavengers. Animals are also interlinked with other kingdoms of life. One thing that animals exhibit to a greater degree than other organisms is behavior, or at least behavior that we can recognize as such, possibly since we're animals ourselves. Their behavior is what makes animals as interesting to laymen as to scientists.